Parshas Noach. So it begins by telling us, Ele Toldos Noach. And of course Rashi gives two pshatim. One is that Toldos can of course mean, like we know in general, the generations, the births, the children of the person. And of course the other pshat is, the Iker is the Toldos, the Maisim Tovim of the person. Those are the true births and future of the person, what he does, what good he does, and God forbid the other way, the effect it has. So the point is that that's the Iker. We even see it in the Pasuk itself, because what is the first thing that the Pasuk says? It talks about the Maisim Tovim, that he was an Ish Tzadik, Tamim Hayah. We only get the standard meaning of Toldos as far as children from the next Pasuk, Vayoled Noach Shlosha Bonim Eshem Esham Esyofes. And as we know, like the Gemara says in Brachos, Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Miyiras Shamayim, that everything is Bidei Shamayim except the fear of Shamayim, meaning to be a Tzaddik or a Rasha. There's a story told of Rabbi Yosha Ber that he met a student he hadn't seen for a number of years. He asked the student, what is he doing? And the student says about his family, the children he has, the parnasa he has. And the Rosh Hashiva asked again, what are you doing? So the student thought, he didn't hear the first time, so he mentioned it again. And then again, the Rosh Hashiva asked him, what are you doing? So the student said, Rebbe, I already answered, didn't I? He said, no, what you've told me already is only what Hashem has done. I'm asking what you have done. Storim and Limud HaTorah, your matzav and the mitzvahs during the Ritzayin Hashem, that's up to you. As the Gemara we mentioned before, that's the Iker of one's life, of one's true toldos. And when it mentions what Noach is, that he's an ish tzaddik and tamim hayah b'darosav, so it's interesting, as we know from later on, the first pasuk that begins Sheni, when Hashem is talking to Noach, He tells him that ki oschor yisi tzaddik ufonai b'dor hazeh, and the Gemara dashens in Erevin from here that mikan shomer miksa shivcho shalodim b'fonav v'kulo shalod b'fonav. He only give a part of the praise of a person in front of him. One can ask though that lechora, why does Hashem say the tzaddik part and not the tamim? We could think that if Hashem is going to give only miksas, but still he'll tell the person the tamim. Tamim in general would mean complete. There's nothing we can find, so to speak, wrong, whole. Whereas a tzaddik, be a tzaddik, but one can slip up. But the Rosh Hashiva, the Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, in Dorash Moshe, gives a beautiful explanation. And he says, Adarabba, what Hashem is teaching us here is what he really wants is not to be insulated. Make sure you're tamim without any complaints, so to speak, even though you're doing the right thing. We all know that to be involved with the tzibur, would be involved with others, a lot of times there are complaints, even if you're doing the best good thing, and still people will have complaints. And Hashem is telling us that that's the high madrega. The high madrega is the tzaddik. Even if you might not be whole in the sense of no complaints from people, but overall, the greatest good and the greatest tov that one can do is, of course, trying to be makariv and spread Hashem's Torah to as many people as he can. And we'll say also that Avada, if you're doing that, Seif Kol Sof, the bottom line is you will come out higher in Madrega, the highest of Madregas. And also it says Eselokim is Alech Noach, that Noach went with Hashem, and as Rashi points out, it was different than Avraham Avinu, that Noach needed the support of Hashem. That the Madrega he was on then was that he had to see the reasoning, so to speak, of doing the what Hashem wanted. He had to be supported and not, so to speak, going blindly, and even if he would see the moror accepting it. And we could still say l'shvachai, as Rashi pointed out in the pasuk from the Gemara, that whether you dorish it l'gnai or l'shevach, and we even can say the gnai is also a shevach, we could put pshat, but the point is that according to his environment that he was in now, this for him to be the status of a tzaddik that he was the greatest of his generation. And that's the point here also. So even though he had to be with Hashem in the sense needed that to support, but it was a great level of tzidkus in his generation. And the Rosh Hashiva Shlita points out that we can see that he actually went to a higher Madrega, because if you notice, when Hashem tells him in the first pasuk of Sheni, Bo ata v'chol b'yischol ha-teva, even before the Mabul started, he didn't still go in. And as we see in pasuk Zion, as Rashi points out from the Medrash, that he finally went in only mipnei meha Mabul, when the waters of the Mabul forced him to go in. So before that, not that he was, of course, chas v'shalom, rebelling against Shimon's will, but his point was that, okay, even though Hashem told him now to go enter the Teva, after 120 years that Hashem put it off, he felt not that he had to go in this second, so to speak. Of course, that would have been the high Madrega, but he felt that he did not have to go in right now, because again, maybe Hashem will change his mind again, so to speak. But we see at the end, after he comes out of the Teva, and as it says by the Pasuk, by the Revi, the second Pasuk after Revi, same in that Teva, Hashem tells him to go out of the Teva. That's the only time he first goes out. Even though, as we saw, he sent the Ode, he sent the Yonah to see if the land was completely dry, the Pesukim beforehand. Still, even though he knew he could go out now, he, so to speak, learned his lesson. If Hashem didn't tell him yet, he did not go out. He accepted the will of Hashem. That why he could have said, like along the lines he said before, if I see it's time to go out, why shouldn't I go out? But he reached the Madrega that Hashem didn't tell me yet. Only when Hashem told him same in Ateva did he go out. And it says in Pasuk Yud, Vayoled Noach Shlosha V'nim Eshem Eschom Disyofes, It's an interesting medrash that the Mashal brings in Nida, Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, talks about Og and Sichon being brothers. And the medrash tells us that they were brothers, but only half brothers. They did not have the same mother. Og did not have the same mother as Sichon. Sichon's mother was actually Eshes Chom, who had relations with her before the entering of the Teva. And that's why when Chom saw that his wife was already pregnant, he felt he did not have to keep the prohibition of having relations in the Teva, which he was still wrong. If Hashem said no relations, there should be no excuse by the Yetzirah given of any heter, unless told otherwise. But anyway, from that union of the father of Sichon and Og came out Sichon from the Eishes Chom. And it says in the next pasuk, "Vatishaches aretz efnei Elokim vayitmalei aretz chamas." So one has to ask, why couldn't the pasuk just said, "Vatishaches aretz, vayitmalei aretz chamas"? What is the addition of "lefnei Elokim" adding to the pshat of the pasuk? Of course, everything is before Hashem, as we all know. So here, Rosh Hashiva Shlita gives a beautiful pshat. He says what the pasuk is teaching us is, at the beginning when the people started to getting corrupted, it was only lefnei holokim, bein adam lamakom, that they felt consenting adults doing the things that, look, we're not hurting anyone else. Of course, they're transgressing the will of Hashem, but it's only bein adam lamakom. And he felt that's where it would begin and end, so to speak. But what Hashem is teaching us is that that's never true. Once you start on the road, as the Mishnah says, mitzvah goreres mitzvah in the positive way, and chas v'shalom aveira goreres aveira. It never stops there. If you're not going to stop the Yetzer Hara anytime, without any excuses, it will just get you deeper and deeper into the rut of aveiras. And that's what happened here. And that's the connection, the vav, that's the connecting link. But Himalay Haaretz Chamas, that it didn't stop there. The whole earth became filled with violence. Even the Bein Adam Lachavera, as we learned in Yom Kippur. Bein Adam Lamakom, Yom Kippur is Mechapir, if you want to do tshuva. But Bein Adam Lachavera, until Hachiratzes Chavera. So till it got to that point of Bein Adam Lachavera, Hashem gave them chances, many more chances, since it was only Bein Adam Lamakom. But once Bein Adam Lachavera spread out to Vatimalei Oretz Chamas, and the next pasuk, Binei Nishchasa, shows how terrible it got, that's when the last straw was reached, Rachman Litzlan. And Hashem says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, "Vayomer Elokim Lanoach Ketz Kol Basor Bo Lefonai Ki Malo Aretz Chamas." That was, as Rashi points out in the Chazal, Nechtam Gzar Din on that. That was the final straw. The violence of Gezel, not respecting another's rights and possessions, physical as well as material. Too much already. The chances were used up. And as the Torah points out, Ketz, the end. Ketz is Gematria 150. And that's how many days the punishment as far as the rains itself. Of course, a complete year as far as the waters staying until the absolute dryness of the land was reached. But the actual punishment of the waters, 40 days and 40 nights, and then the 150 days, as the Pasuk says later on, that Vayigburu Hamayim al Oretz Chamishim Asyom, 150 plus 40 is 190, and that's the case. The end. And Hashem says to Noach, Asei Lecha Teva Satzei Gofer Kinem Taaseh Sativa. And B'chafarta Osa Mibayis Michutz Bakofer. So, interestingly enough, the Rosh Hashiva Shvita points out that you see from the Targum that uses the Lashon, and as a Pasuk itself also, V'chafarta, Kofer, which is an unusual Lashon to be used as far as in general the Torah speaks in Hebrew, except for exceptions where there are always reasons, and the same thing here. Zephes would be the meaning of Kofer. And why is it using this Lashon of Kofer instead of Zephes? Because that's, as Rashi points out, the reason at all it's Mibayis Michutz is two points that Rashi mentions. One, since here the waters were violent, powerful, not as calm as by Moshe Rabbeinu, which only needed the pitch on the outside, and also that Moshe Rabbeinu, tzaddik, especially at that age, neshama tahira, no sins whatsoever, shouldn't smell the bad reach of the pitch. But here, Noach also needed a kapara, even though, of course, it was a tzaddik tamim, as it mentions, but as we mentioned also, not the level of tzidkis, let's say, of a dor, of Avraham Avinu, to be like Avraham Avinu at this point. So the point is that that's what it's telling us, that he needed the kapara, and that's why it's called kufra. That's the stage he was at this time. You can also mention, like by Yetzias Mitzrayim, like when the Mekatveg would say, Manishtana Elu Me'elu, why are these deserving? The Yidden were also in the 49 Madregis of Tuma. Why should they be worthy of going out? And of course, Baruch Hashem, they did have Zchusim to come out of that Kitrug that was brought against them. So the same thing here also, that Noach still needed that Kapara. And then it also mentions, after Revi, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Ki Yetzer Lev Adam Ram Nurav, that Hashem says, the Yetzer Hara is Minurav, and as the Gemara darshans, from the time of the birth. And to be exact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadek Aleph Amud Beis, has a give and take between Antoninus and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Antoninus asks Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, when did the Yetzer Hara arrive into the person? And Rabbi Yehuda Anasi first tells him that he would say from the time of the forming of the Vlad Yetzirah. And Antoninus asks him, if so, then the baby would kick violently against the womb of the mother to get out prematurely. And as we find by Esav, a similar incident. So therefore, Antonin said, correct. So therefore, it must be that it's from the time of birth itself. Rosh Shivashlita points out that we could say that the Svara of Rabbi is still the Metzias true. And we can say that the point is that it is from the time of the Yetzira. But it, so to speak, lies dormant. It's there at the time that he is formed. But it doesn't come to the fore until the time of birth. And we could see it as a gematria also, because as we know, 9 months in general of pregnancy, 30 days for each month is 270 days. And that's why it's saying Ra. The Ra, the Yetzirah, 270 days before the birth of the child, it's already there. And the next pasuk says that O kol yemei aretz zera v'kotzia v'kora v'chom v'kaitz v'chore v'yom v'layla lo yishbosu. On the Tevis lo yishbosu, the Mardashins that therefore it's telling us a ben Noach is not allowed to keep Shabbos. If he doesn't become a Yid, he's chayiv misa. From these words, lo, he shall not rest. And we could say also Pashtus, because you don't really need it to put on all the seasons it mentions before and the day and the night, because once it says there still will be continue, it will not change, that's enough. So therefore the Gemara dashens the Lo Yishbosu in this manner. Rosh Shivashlita points out another point we can learn from the Lo Yishbosu, that that's a gezeira that Hashem made now, that from the Midrashim we see one of the biggest reasons for the downfall of the Dor HaMabul was they had too much time on their hands. The brachas, unbelievable brachas that they were given, not needing the Zeyas HaPecha to such a degree, everything being so given to them on, like, so to speak, a silver platter. And as the Mishnah says, Habatola mevia lidei shiamum lidei zima, idleness brings about the worst things, big saveris. And that's what the problem was with the Dor HaMabul also. And that's what the pasuk is saying here also, that he will not give them such idleness possibility. Of course, you could use the idleness for valuable time, like other tzaddikim did, even by the Dor HaMabul. But the point is that we have to understand, we can use that batala, and it doesn't have to be b'zeyas hapecha toch alechem to avoid that idleness. The highest madrega, the most beautiful way, is to use hamelis b'toira, in the mitzvahs of Hashem, to toil in doing the ritzon Hashem. That's the best use of the time, and then you will have a bracha. You don't need the b'zeyas hapecha toch alechem, but the biggest kind of bread, toch alechem, the bread of Torah, to use your amelus there, and then therefore vadai you'll be taken care of panasa, you'll be zeicha to that. If the biggest amelus you're doing is the amelus of Torah and mitzvahs. And it's interesting that from Chamisha to Shishi you have, when Hashem is saying, mentioning about the kiyum of the bris, he gives a sign to Noach of the rainbow. So we see, interestingly enough, like a double shonos. The Sipurna gives a beautiful explanation for that. that actually, if you examine it carefully, the rainbow is a double rainbow. Any rainbow, there's a primary bow and a secondary bow. The primary bow has more bold colors, whereas the secondary bow has more dimmer. The primary bow with the color spectrum, of course, Roy G. Biv, which stands the letters red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, goes from top to the bottom as you're looking at the bow, and that's the inside bow, more bold. And then in the outside, you have the dimmer colors, again, the color spectrum, and it goes from the bottom of that outside bow to the top, Roy G. Biv again. Which one can say also that symbolizing that whether the Averis are more dim or more bright, the Kiyum of the Bris, this sign will be for all time, that Hashem will never again bring a Mabul to destroy the whole world. And then at the end of the Pasha we have the birth of Avraham Avinu. And one of the things, of course, that happened with Avraham Avinu, the Ur Kasdim, which Rashi brings down, the famous story of Nimrod telling Avraham Avinu, either serve the idols or be thrown into the fiery furnace. And of course, Avraham Avinu chooses Hashem. And the Mechavos Chaim asks that we can see, like for instance, the Akedah brought down in more detail. One would think that something as special as the Ur Kasdim would also be down, not just Beremes. Why is it that it's not brought down in any detail? And the Chofetz Chaim answers that what Hashem wants to show us here is that, of course, it's a great thing to die Al Kiddush Hashem, and one should do that. But the greatest thing is to live Al Kiddush Hashem an entire life, day in, day out, second in, second out. That is the greatest Madrega and the greatest Kiddush Hashem. That's, of course, overall in importance. Not that even Lahavdil, you have these suicide terrorists that give up their life momentarily for the false promises that they're indoctrinated about. And the last pasuk tells us, V'yomas terach b'charan, and Rashi, the last Rashi, says, Anun afucho l'amilcha d'Avram charon afshamakon. Till Avram Avinu, the anger of Hashem was here. So one has to ask, what is the difference between the time of Avraham Avinu and beforehand? Of course, we know there were tzaddikim before that also. Sushelach, Shem Behev, and Noach, for instance. What did Avraham Avinu do to take away the Charon Af that was here now? So Rosh Hashiva Shlita Darsh Moshe explains beautifully with the Gemara in Yuma Taf Tesam Aleph, 6,000 years of the world, 2,000, the first 2,000 was Tohu, emptiness, second 2,000 years of Torah, and the last was Yimei Mashiach, the most propitious time for Mashiach to come, those last 2,000. So what was the point of Torah? Torah began with Avraham Avinu, HaNefesh Asher Asu V'Charon, that Avraham Avinu was the first one to spread with all his kochos v'nafsho, the will and the Torahs of Hashem, to everyone that he could come in contact with to the best of his ability. Not just to open, so to speak, a yeshiva right where he was, and whoever comes, comes, and whoever doesn't, doesn't, but to come and to go out, to travel out, to get as many as he can under the wings of the Shekhinah. And that was the difference between his time and later, that the greatest Torah, as we mentioned at the beginning of this parsha, is one not insulated and just chas v'shalom for themselves, you know, even innocently, but to go out as much as possible, as many people as one can, to influence, to do the Ritzayin Hashem. We should all be zeichah for the highest madrigas always, to do what Hashem wants us.